Grant Livingston.
Thank you. Some people ask me when I play this song if I'm okay. I'm fine. Thanks for asking. Here's a little invitation, and it might seem strange, 'cause I never plan ahead, but now I'm gonna change. You're invited to my funeral, you're invited to my wake. Yeah, you heard me right, that was no mistake. See all your friends come around the minute that you die, even friends you haven't seen for a long, long time. I'm imagining the scene, all of my old friends there, and I don't get to see them. Well, that just isn't fair. I want my funeral now. Let's get the whole thing started, 'cause you can't enjoy the party when you are departed. Have more fun than natural law allows. Can't wait another minute. I want my funeral now. Gonna drink a little whiskey, gonna eat a lot of food, and we're hiring a band, and gonna play the blues. So when I really die, you can stay at home. Hey, right now is the time, and there's a party going on. I want my funeral now. Let's get the whole thing started, 'cause you can't enjoy the party when you are departed. Have more fun than natural law allows. Can't wait another minute. I want my funeral now. Oh, all my friends will come from Maine to Washington. It will be so much fun just to be near them. Oh, they can eulogize and tell all kind of lies. It will be twice as nice if I'm still here to hear them. So get your airplane tickets, hurry up, come on, 'cause I know that you would be here if I was really gone. There's no need to be sad, there's gonna be no ghosts to haunt you, but it's my funeral and I'll cry if I want to. I want my funeral now, get the whole thing started, 'cause you can't enjoy the party when you are departed. Have more fun than natural law allows. Can't wait another minute. I want my funeral now. Can't wait another minute. I want my funeral now. Thank you. Thanks very much. If there is a theme to this set, that theme would be happy songs about death. I have several more coming up in this set. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do one for you right now. This is about a place in Nova Scotia, a graveyard, 400 years old. I was up there a couple years ago, and there's a fellow that gives a tour of this graveyard. You come there at midnight. He gives you a candle in a wooden box. So you got about 40 people walking around in the pitch dark in this graveyard, which dates back to the time of the French in Nova Scotia. Back when Nova Scotia was called Acadie, until the British came along, kicked out all the Acadiens, sent them all down to Louisiana, where they became the Cajuns. But all these years later, a lot of the French Canadians have come back to Nova Scotia. They take a lot of pride in the place, especially Alain Melançon, who gives a tour of the graveyard. For some reason, there is a neighborhood cat that has decided to join the tour. And he shows up every night at midnight, right on schedule, and just walks around with the graveyard tour. I figure if he was going to introduce himself, he would probably do so in French, since it's a French graveyard. And he would say, "Je suis le chat gris." I am the gray cat. One semester of college French at the University of Florida, friends. Thank you very much. Thank you. I also learned to count to four in French. Anybody know how to say four in French? Cat. That is right. Comes in handy. Un, deux, Et un, deux, trois, quatre. I'm the gray cat in the graveyard. Je suis le chagré. The graveyard tour is about to start. Je suis le chagré. 2,000 souls lie sleeping here. But bring your candles, never feel. Scratch me right behind the ear. Je suis le chagré. Allez! Je suis le chagré. Encore! Je suis le chagré. Now here's Alain, I know him well. Je suis le chagré. He got lots of scary stories to tell. Je suis le chagré. Here lies Monsieur and his wife. Death by drowning, gun or knife. Everyone ends up here, that's life. Je suis le chagré. Dites-moi. Je suis le chagré. Encore. Je suis le chagré. Hey, this gravestone's got a skull with wings. Je suis le chagré. And a candlelight brings out the flying things. Je suis le chagré. Here's a big moth, he's juicy and fat. Who wants to wipe up my paw, and that is that. He saw the flame, but not the cat. Je suis le chagré. Uncle. Je suis le chagré. C'est moi. Je suis le chagré. The gray cat in the graveyard. Je suis le chagré. Blow the candles out before you depart. Je suis le chagré. Ego, be happy, drink your wine. Sing and dance while you have time. You only get one life, but I get nine. Je suis le chagré. You only get one life, but I get nine. Je suis le chagré. Je suis le chagré. Je suis le chagré. Fini! Ah, merci beaucoup. Thank you very much. I'm going to try to stay with sort of the supernatural theme here. A couple of years ago, a friend of mine named Marie Nofsinger, some of you might know Marie, and Marie and I were driving back from North Florida down back to South Florida where we live. In the middle of the night, we were driving my car, Marie was driving, and neither one of us had a cell phone. And I looked over at the gas gauge, and I saw that we did not have any gasoline left. And I said, Marie, you know, we don't have any gasoline left, and we're not going to make it that 22 miles I just saw to the next exit. We're going to end up having to walk and get some gasoline, or we're going to end up having to hitch a ride. And Marie, if you know Marie, you won't be surprised. Marie said, no, I don't want to hear that. I want you to think positive thoughts, and I want you to help me pray to gasoline angels. And we did. I guess she was right. Now, I thought that was a pretty good story, but I thought it might be even better if I were to change the names to protect the stupid. Albert Einstein went out on the road with his good friend Gypsy Rose. As a courtesy, he kept the conversation less technical, and she kept on her clothes. Now Albert had the brain that had united space and time. Rose could see the future, and she could read your mind. But they did not have a practical bone between. And the gas gauge needle was sitting on E. Albert said, E, equals empty, square. Rose said, Albert, don't be scared. He said, we'll have to push this car a long, long way. She said, think only happy thoughts. And help me pray to gasoline angel. Gasoline angel. Let's do that again. Albert calculated for a quarter of an hour, but the gypsy raised her faith to a higher power, and the gas gauge needle was arrested in its travel, and they coasted to the station. Tires crunching on the gravel, and that great big shell was like a sign from heaven. And they pumped in 14 gallons, though the manual said 11. Albert said, this car is wunderbar, but I can't tell you why. She said, the laws of physics, Albert dear, do not apply to gasoline angel. Gasoline angel. Got back on the road again, and the gypsy seemed real pleased. Albert, he was silent and a little ill at ease, and he pondered and he pondered, then he thought some more, until he found the answer that he was looking for. He said, Rose, we know the secret now. We never will be stuck. She just smiled a crooked half a smile, and she said, don't push your luck with gasoline angels. Gasoline angel. Thank you very much. I want to do a new song for you. That's what I heard. Need a long song? My friend Dale Suggs is, hey Dale. Dale Suggs is back there. We're going to be playing together tomorrow. Y'all know Dale? Right there in the back? Got to take a good look at Dale because he's in the next song. By the way, I want to say thanks to the guys running sound. I don't know your names, but you guys are great. That sounds really wonderful. I wrote this song as an answer to a question I've been asked many, many times. And we do it in this key, don't we? Yes, we do. Some guys wear a hat to be a cowboy. Some guys wear a hat 'cause it makes them look tall. Some wear one just for fun or for keeping off the sun. Some guys wear a hat because they like baseball. There's old feed caps and hats with ear flaps for winter. And the rabbi's hat is the smallest one of all. You notice some guy's style with a big old tile, so people stop and stare. I wear a hat because I got no hair. Well, they say God only made a few heads perfect, and he covered up the rest with hair instead. But friends, from where I stand, I tell you I could handle a little more imperfection on my head. I could get a rug, I could take a drug like Rogaine, or maybe I could do like my old friend Fred and take a little bit from here and comb it way over there. Or I could just wear a hat because I got no hair. I got no hair. I got no hair. You would not believe what is not under there. But it used to be brown and wavy. Maybe it was short and red. I just can't remember off the top of my head. Seems to me there'd be enough hair on the planet if some folks did not have more than their share. Just look at Del Suggs back there. Look at that. Now that just isn't fair. Hey, Del, do you really need all that you got up there? Don't you think you really ought to share? There's no justice in the world, but I don't care. I wear a hat because I got no hair.